This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, I'm now going to start with the roll call. Judge Oxney, I heard you calling in. Judge Bremer?
Yes.
Thank you. Judge Heinrichs? Judge Heinrichs? Okay, how about Judge Pace?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Judge Rockwell?
Here.
Thank you. Judge Wong, I hear that he will be joining late, I believe. But Judge Wong, by any chance, did your jury trial end? Okay, not here yet. Ms. Carter?
Yes, here.
Thank you. Mr. Kim?
Yes, here.
Thank you. Mr. Matroika?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Morton?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Planet?
I'm here.
Thank you. Ms. Sloan?
I'm here.
Thank you. Mr. Taylor?
Here.
Great. One more time, Judge Heinrichs? Okay. And anybody from the JC side besides myself?
Lucy's here.
Judicial Council staff? Lucy?
Blanco?
Great. Thank you, everybody. So, Judge, we have a quorum, and we're ready to begin the meeting.
All right. So we have the roll call. I need a motion to approve the minutes from the February 8th meeting. Do we have that?
Sean Matroika, I move we approve the minutes.
Planet seconds.
Planet seconds. Thank you. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No? All right. The minutes are approved. Do we have any public comment today?
We did not receive any public comment.
All right. So I'm going to start off this, and then I'll turn it over to Leah when it gets too technical for my legal brain. It does not do numbers very well. What we were talking about here is what year value we were going to use, and at the meeting in 2017 we talked about using that value of a higher year value than we used before, and that was because we wanted to standardize our process or our number, so to make it similar to what the Department of Finance was using, so that we were speaking apples to apples rather than continuing to try to justify the difference, the way the courts were different, and trying to just sort of convince them that we were being straight with our numbers. At least that's my sort of take on it. And so that's what we have done. And now there was a question that we needed to look into whether as DOF always used that certain number of minutes or that higher year value that we were using. And it came back recently that there wasn't a specific year value that we had to use, even though everybody thought that there was. And the question now is open for us to finish our decision on this. So, Leah, I'll let you go into some of the detail. What I will tell all of you is that when we think about this, remember that we used this year value last year, so we've already used it. And by changing the year value, what we would be doing is changing it for everyone. So it doesn't have any impact on any individual court. It would raise the numbers for the entire branch. With that, Leah, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, great. So just by way of deep background, the year value is the number of minutes that are available to court case processing staff after you subtract out weekends, holidays, vacations, and the like. And the year value is used as how is part of the calculation for computing the needed full-time equivalents or FTEs in the courts, and that number in turn gets converted to dollars through the WAFM process. So in previous studies, we had typically collected data through the time study and had derived a year value from that study. As part of some efforts to become more consistent with the ways that other state agencies use a year value, we made this transition to the the value of 111,360 minutes. Or if expressed in hours, might be more familiar, 1,856 hours. So that accounts for all of the judicial branch holidays for weekends and a leave average of 3 weeks, or I shouldn't say average, but a leave allotment or allowance of 3 weeks. And part of our challenge, I think, from using study data is, at least among the study courts that we contacted, we saw a great variation in the amounts of leave time that are given to court staff. So the range was, you know, anywhere from 2 weeks of leave time to 4 weeks. And so picking a year value was, there was not a consistent value that we could select from. What we, I know Zlatko has contacted staff at DOF to confirm the value that they utilize for calculations, and we again have heard that there is no, you know, quote-unquote DOF year value, nor a requirement to use a specific number of hours, and that workload calculations just need to be supported with justifiable data as ours is. So the purpose of this discussion is to give that update. I think when we left the last meeting, we wanted to make sure that we got that feedback from DOF about the value, any values that they may use to compute a year value. And we need to also affirm the value that we will use for this year's calculations going forward. And whatever value we do pick, it certainly doesn't mean that we could not, as part of our subsequent work, continue to look into this. But what our early information showed from the study courts, I think we are just going to see again that there is a wide range in different year values that might be possible to pick from. That's the information that I have. Judge Oxney, did you want to add anything or open to discussion?
I want to open it up to discussion. Zlatko, do you have anything to add? Have we represented kind of what happened correctly?
No, I think that's fair. There's also variation among state agencies as well, so it's not an absolutely uniform even there. That's the only other bit I would offer.
So this is Sherry Carr. Oh, I'm sorry, Zlatko. I didn't mean to step on you.
Please go ahead, Sherry.
Okay. So my recollection of this discussion when we voted on it, and it's probably been, what, about a year and a half when we voted on this in San Francisco?
Yeah, it was April 2017.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So it was just a year ago. I remember it being a little bit difficult for all of us, and there were some courts that either didn't vote with the group or voted very hesitantly. I remember Judge Dugan in particular, and I think there was two other courts that were very reluctant to vote for the higher numbers because our own internal review supported the lower number. So I have that backwards. Anyway, our own review supported the numbers we did not select from our time studies, and the reason we did that is because we wanted to make it easy for our budget staff and others to support this element because we wanted to look like the other state agencies. If we find that the other state agencies are, in fact, using numbers that are closer to what we confirmed in our own time study, I feel that we should use those numbers that we actually identified in our own time study. When we used the new numbers, it reduced the state need by around 7 or 8%. So it had a significant impact. Now, it may not have impacted our individual budgets because we're underfunded, but it did reflect an overall branch-wide need that was reduced, that I think was unfairly reduced if, in fact, our time studies reflected a different number. So the reason I am beating around the bush, and I'm sorry it's taking me so long, is that I am one that voted to do what is best for the branch and to follow what the other agencies are doing. However, if we find that they use a number that is closer to what our own time study reflected and was confirmed, I think we need to move to those numbers because it does not adequately represent what the branch needs are as a statewide need.
This is Sharon, and I agree with Sherry.
I was going to offer the following, is that given where we are in the budget process and given what has been sort of as the information and the model as it is now, I would be concerned about us changing the value at this juncture because I think there is some review to look at others. I mean, I don't think that we're talking about it being at the 1,600 hours that was discussed. The range is 1,856, 1,800, 1,776. So not that we're talking about it going down into the 1,600s, which I believe is what the prior value was, but we're not out of the ballpark. So I think we would warrant some additional examination and for future updates, especially where we are in the budget process this spring.
So since I started it, I would say we don't do anything until the budget gets approved. Absolutely agree with Zlatko 100%. We are running to home base. We don't want to mess with it. But I do think it needs to be something that we should have maybe on our agenda when we meet in the fall or something, because we did this knowing that we did not follow our own time study. And I think that if we have new information, we should not be embarrassed in the fall to say, this is what our studies reflected. We didn't use this number because we wanted to be similar to the state. We now find the state actually uses numbers closer to what our time study showed, and we're changing it. But I agree not to do anything now, but I do think we should reevaluate it in the fall.
Sherry, was that a motion? This is Judge Oxney.
Yes, could I please make that a motion?
Is there a second?
Ms. Judge Rockwell, I'll second.
And Sherry, can you spell out the parameters of the motion? Is it just to defer any action?
The numbers we have now and to look at it in the future.
I would say in the fall that I think we need to pull back out, and this is too long of a motion, but basically behind it is, I think you need to pull back out the time study and the numbers, all of the materials we looked at last April. We need to review those materials again, along with data that we now have confirmed from the other state agencies, and make a decision based on the facts that we know them at that time.
Okay, thank you.
Any more discussion?
No.
All right, can we vote on this? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right, we have our marching orders. Thank you. And Zlatko, I don't know how easy it is for you to find out what other DOF calculations are. You threw out some numbers, and I don't know which agencies those were, 1756, 1750, et cetera.
Right.
And so between now and when we have this upcoming fall meeting or winter meeting, I don't know exactly when it's going to happen. We'll reach out. We'll reach out and find out what they're doing.
Yep.
And do you think that we can get some data from the National Center for the State Courts?
Yes, we definitely can do that.
I would like to see court data from similar situated courts, maybe like New York or, you know, other big states that have a lot of courts. All right. The other, and I appreciate everyone jumping on this call so we could resolve this today, because this goes to the council, and I want to make sure that it's done. So thank you, everyone, for jumping on. The other thing that we wanted to talk about is, I guess I have been, maybe it's my fault, I've been a little lax in the way I run a meeting. And, you know, I pride myself on running a fast meeting, but I guess I've run it a little lax when it comes to the rules. And so we do have to follow all the rules and only make sure that actual members vote. And I know that we have had a
we were a working group before, and we everybody talked all the time, et cetera, et cetera. Then we became a actual committee, an advisory committee to the council, and I don't know that we ever went over all of those rules. But one of the things that we can get in trouble with is if we allow non-committee members, meaning the person that comes up with the committee member, to dominate the conversation or the discussion. So we just need to make sure that we're mindful of the governance rules. The meetings are supposed to be by the members of the committee, and we don't want to get in a situation where we are letting some non-members dominate conversation and then not letting members of the public dominate, because they're just supposed to be there during public comment. So that is the update on that, and if anybody has any questions, you can ask me. All right, that's just an update. Leah, do we have an idea when the actual in-person meeting is going to be?
So I don't have a date yet, Judge, but I think the fall would be timely. We are doing a pilot right now in Placer and Marin for the judge study, and the results of that would be available over the summer. So I'm almost thinking, I said fall, but even August might be timely to update the committee on the findings of the judge study in preparation for the launch of the full study in the fall. And we can add this item about the work year value as part of that conversation. So we will send a meeting invite as soon as we can. I know it's hard to nail down travel plans, so we will send a poll out shortly to start to look for some dates to do that.
Okay, yeah, I definitely want to have that meeting in person, so I don't know where we are on when we're allowed to have one, but I know I have talked to Justice Miller about the importance of this committee sometimes having to meet more than once a year in person, because it's too hard to go over these numbers on a telephone.
Yeah, fortunately, since we'll be meeting after July 1, that won't be a concern for the fall meeting.
All right, good.
It's only if we want to meet again, and then we'll cross that bridge when we get down there.
Okay. All right, anything else that we need to discuss right now? All right, thank you guys very much. And
we will send
out a Survey Monkey or whatever we call it and get some dates for a fall meeting. I want to get that on the calendar so that we stay on top of this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.